The Holy Spirit's prompting, the right words every time. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the magistrates and the authorities, do not be anxious beforehand how you shall reply in defense or what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour and moment what you ought to say. Luke 12, verses 11 and 12. In the media world, it's common for news anchors and politicians to use a teleprompter that projects a prepared script line by line on a screen for the speaker. I'm comforted to know that as a Christian, this verse tells me that I do not have to rely on technology. I have my own prompter or the Holy Spirit to assist me. There are no cords or wires. There is no need to prepare in advance and rely on canned answers that don't quite fit the conversation. The Holy Spirit tells me in the very moment, in the real time, what to say. I now use the Holy Spirit to prompt me and speak through me in my conversations and interactions with others, clients, family, and friends. I confess that I felt uncomfortable with this gift and anointing at first. I was anxious and uncertain as to whose voice I was hearing. I came to understand that the words and the thoughts the Holy Spirit led me to speak were far more insightful, truthful, and beneficial than anything I could have come up with on my own. Often I am directed to suddenly take discussions with my clients in directions that appear to have nothing to do with our stated topic. At the end of our talk, I stand in awe of what has been spoken, prayers that have been prayed, truths revealed, breakthroughs, and destruction of generational curses and strongholds. I've learned to simply trust God and let His Spirit speak through me for His purpose, His glory, and honor. Child of God, are you struggling to find the right words to say? If so, I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. He will tell you what to say. Be prepared to be amazed at the results. Lord, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit into my life. Holy Spirit, teach me to hear clearly and to be obedient to your voice. Whenever I need clarity, wisdom, and discernment, direction, or correction, speak to me. Your servant is listening. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.